Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Here for the Lowe's early Black Friday deals? You're right on time for some of our biggest savings. We're talking up to 50% off select major appliances, plus up to an extra 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Holiday lights going up soon? Select ladders are up to 50% off right now. Get Black Friday prices without the Black Friday crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 11/19. Selection varies by location. Select locations only. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Welcome back to Thrones of Power, where we explore the rise and legacy of the world's greatest empires. In our last episode, we followed the wealth and brilliance of the Mali Empire under Mansa Musa, a realm built on gold, faith, and learning. Today, we turn our eyes to a new empire, one that rose from the ruins of Byzantium, spanned three continents, ruled for over six centuries, and left behind a legacy that still shapes our modern world. This is the story of the Ottoman Empire, the empire of sultans and scholars, warriors and poets, faith and conquest. In the late 13th century, Anatolia was a fractured land. The once mighty Byzantine Empire had withered, its power reduced to a shadow. Across the plains of Asia Minor, small Turkish principalities, known as beyliks, struggled for survival. Among them was a small frontier state led by a chieftain named Osman. Around 1299, Osman declared his independence and began expanding his domain. His followers called themselves Osmanli, the sons of Osman, giving birth to the name by which the world would one day know them, the Ottomans. What began as a small band of warriors on the Byzantine frontier grew, within a few generations, into an unstoppable empire. Osman's descendants, especially his son Orhan and grandson Murad, transformed the Ottomans from a local power into a rising empire. By the mid-14th century, they had crossed into Europe, conquering Gallipoli and pushing deep into the Balkans. Then came Mehmed II, known to history as Mehmed the Conqueror. In 1453, at just 21 years old, Mehmed achieved what generations of sultans had dreamed of, the conquest of Constantinople. The city had stood for more than 1,000 years, the greatest fortress of the medieval world. But Mehmed brought innovation and determination. His army dragged ships over land to bypass the harbor chain.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
And his cannons, massive bronze monsters forged by Hungarian engineers, pounded the ancient walls until they crumbled. After a 53-day siege, the city fell. The world was never the same again. Mehmed entered Constantinople as both conqueror and visionary. He renamed it Istanbul and made it the new capital of his empire. Rather than destroy it, he repopulated and rebuilt it, transforming it into a center of trade, learning, and faith. Churches became mosques, markets revived, and the city once again became the beating heart of empire. Under Mehmed's successors, the Ottoman Empire expanded in every direction. Selim I extended its borders across the Middle East, conquering Syria, Egypt, and the holy cities of Mecca and Medina. The Ottoman sultans now held the title Caliph of Islam, uniting both political and religious authority. Then came Suleiman the Magnificent, whose reign from 1520 to 1566 marked the empire's golden age. A conqueror, reformer, and patron of the arts, Suleiman expanded Ottoman territory from Budapest to Baghdad, from the Persian Gulf to North Africa. His navy, commanded by admirals like Barbarossa, ruled the Mediterranean, while Ottoman armies pressed against the gates of Vienna. But Suleiman was more than a warrior. He was also the lawgiver. He codified legal systems, blending Islamic law with practical governance. His rule brought justice, order, and stability to a vast and diverse empire that included Muslims, Christians, and Jews alike. The Ottoman principle of millet, or community autonomy, allowed each faith to govern its own internal affairs, an early form of religious coexistence rare in medieval times. Culturally, the Ottoman Empire was a fusion of civilizations. Persian elegance met Arab scholarship and Byzantine craftsmanship. Architects like Mimar Sinan designed breathtaking mosques, including the Suleymaniye Mosque in Istanbul, whose dome rivaled the grandeur of the Hagia Sophia. Ottoman calligraphy, textiles, and music flourished, while scholars advanced astronomy, medicine, and cartography. Trade flowed through the empire's veins. Istanbul sat at the crossroads of East and West, controlling routes from the Silk Road to the Mediterranean. Caravans brought spices from India, silk from China, coffee from Yemen, and silver from Europe. The Ottomans stood at the center of a global economy long before globalization had a name. But every empire's golden age eventually fades. After Suleiman's death, succession crises, corruption, and external pressures began to erode Ottoman strength. The empire faced growing European rivals, the Portuguese in the Indian Ocean, the Austrians in the Balkans, and the Spanish and Venetians at sea. By the 17th century, the empire's borders reached their greatest extent, but its internal power weakened. The once disciplined Janissary Corps, elite soldiers loyal to the Sultan, grew corrupt and rebellious. Provincial governors became increasingly autonomous. Still, the empire adapted. Reforms in the 19th century, known as the Tanzimat, sought to modernize administration, education, and the military. Railways, printing presses, and new laws signaled a shift toward modernization. Yet these efforts could not stop the tide of nationalism sweeping through Europe and the Middle East. One by one, the empire's provinces declared independence: Greece, Serbia, Egypt, and others. The final blow came in the First World War. The Ottomans allied with Germany, and by 1918, after defeat on multiple fronts, the empire was collapsing. In 1922, the last Sultan, Mehmed VI, was deposed, and the Republic of Turkey was born under Mustafa Kemal Atatürk, ending more than 600 years of Ottoman rule. But the Ottoman Empire's shadow remains long. Its influence still echoes in the architecture of Istanbul, in the cuisine of the Mediterranean, in the music, language, and culture of Southeast Europe and the Middle East. It shaped the map of nations, the course of religion, and the rhythm of global trade. The Ottomans ruled not just by the sword, but by strategy, tolerance, and diplomacy. They were bridge builders between East and West, Islam and Christianity, tradition and modernity. For six centuries, they were the empire at the center of the world. Thank you for joining us on Thrones of Power. In our next episode, we journey across the Atlantic to the rise of a new kind of empire, one built on exploration, trade, and colonization, the Spanish Empire, and how it reshaped the world forever.